AI News by Conjero.
Amazon's shareholder letter landed like a playbook, not just numbers. Yossi isn't merely defending big capex. He's laying out a plan to own more of the stack that powers AI deployment.
Right, the letter calls out NVIDIA, Intel, and Starlink, which isn't random. Those names map to key bottlenecks, accelerators, platform economics, and connectivity across the deployment path.
And that matters because Amazon is treating infrastructure ownership as a competitive weapon. Controlling hardware, install speed, and system tuning can change who wins on cost and performance.
The $200 billion figure should be read through AI economics. It's a bet that capacity, latency, power, and supply chain control can become durable advantages, not just more data centers.
That explains why Amazon keeps pushing its own silicon and alternatives to off-the-shelf GPUs. The point is less about one vendor and more about reducing dependency on a single external standard.
Similarly, the Intel critique highlights that CPUs and platform choices affect total system economics. Cloud providers want hardware tailored to fleet economics, not just generic parts.
And naming Starlink signals thinking beyond racks, connectivity shapes where services can run, edge deployments, and resilience. Network control is part of the strategic picture.
Execution is the hard part. Investors and technical buyers will look for better instance availability, clearer price performance on AI workloads, and stronger networking guarantees.
For investors, the question is whether Amazon is buying a lasting advantage or simply time. If it works, AI infrastructure becomes more capital intensive and vertically integrated. If not, it's an expensive catch-up.
So this letter reads as strategy, not just governance theater. Amazon is signaling the next phase of AI competition will be won by firms willing to own more of the stack if they can deliver on it.
AI News by Conjero.